Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I hope it's an opportunity that they don't have anytime soon. However, you have Deshaun for a year. You have Shadur. Mm-hmm. You have Dylan. And there will be other quarterbacks in free agency who could end up being a guy you could bring in here. You could build up the rest of the team, drop a quarterback in the 2027 draft, or just play a veteran. I mean, we see veterans going to other teams, Andy, and playing well. I wouldn't mind that here. I wouldn't mind what I'd prefer is one of the guys on the team right now to end up being the guy. Whether that be Sanders or Gabriel or heck, even Deshaun. You know, the contract's up doesn't mean you can't give him another one. Can you even imagine that?
No, I can't right now. I cannot imagine.
Yeah, I know. What if he ended up playing next year and was good? I know.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not thinking that's happening.
I want to talk college quarterbacks here in a second. Let's go to Cool Ray, though, first. Hi, Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's going on with you?
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Cool Ray.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank
man.
You, buddy.
For real. So, two things, though, real quick. One about the Cavs. The Cavs are just not playing hungry. Last year, the guys played hungry. They're not playing hungry. I mentioned it before on y'all's show. There's something's missing about their... I don't know. It's just like the driver, the wheel. It's something. Something's not there. It's not injury. It's just the way they're playing is not hungry. They're not playing hungry. But I really caught about the quarterback situation with the Browns, and it's really not really about the Browns so much as you can apply this to any quarterback situation that's going on right now. But I'm just going to keep it with our guys. So, like, it's just a double talk that we hear even from this show and on this station. Like, you go Dylan Gabriel versus Shadur. Like, we forget that Dylan Gabriel spent 6 years in college. He got, you know.
Well, Shadur spent four.
Yeah, but you got the OTAs, all the reps, mini camp, training camp, and the preseason games, and, you know, everything that Dylan Gabriel got, plus the 6 weeks. And then we hear sports announcer goes, well, that's not enough time to say that he's not a good quarterback. But then when you go, Shadur, who had none of those things, gets two quarters. Gets a half of football and then one game and goes, well, the Browns going to get another quarterback and it's this up year's draft, that's okay. So that's essentially saying that you can give up on him, but it's not okay to give up on Dylan Gabriel with all that time. But I'm
wow. Cool Ray, really we've had a lot of conversations, but I know Jeff and I have never said either one, any of those things.
Right.
Like,
right,
super confused on this.
As we, as sports fans and sports announcers, we need to stop thinking that there's another Patrick Mahomes or there's another Tom Brady.
There will be. There always is, Cool, right?
Right, but what we need to stop thinking is that they're just coming out. We need to start thinking that they're going to be, because the NHL has changed and guys are moving around and the way things are coming out in sports and football, there's just more people coming out like the Shadur Sanders and the Dylan Gabriel where – now coach is going to have to learn how to coach other players like receivers and running backs, offensive linemen, to make these quarterbacks better than what they really are coming out of college. It's going to take more time where we may see like the Daniels to come out where you might have a 1 year flash, but now look at him. I'm a huge Browns fan.
Well, he's beat up though. Jaden's been beat up.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Have a good Thanksgiving. Appreciate you. Listen, I think the inherent problem here, Jeff, is what it is. If you have a top five pick, you're a crappy team. Let's be honest.
Yes.
You're not good. And so now you're trying to pull the best quarterback from college and now trying to revive your team to become one of those teams that can be a 25 or beyond team. That's just not, I mean, so all of these guys are set up for failure. Like, I got to be honest, if I was a really good quarterback coming out of college, I wouldn't want to go to a top five pick. I mean, I know the money's there. I get part of that. But you're destined to be on a team that isn't very good.
Yeah, but that's why they're drafting you, to make it good. I mean, Peyton Manning was 3-13. Troy Aikman was 1-15. Their rookie years.
They played
on bad teams.
I keep thinking about McCarthy in Minnesota and, you know, what conversation we had.
Well, he was like the fifth guy off the board.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, between that and then.
And he's not done. You can't give up on young guys, but it doesn't also mean, Andy, you can't bring in competition for them. You know, again, if anybody can tell me that Dillon Gabriel will never amount to anything in the NFL, good luck to you. Maybe you're a brilliant football mind. Doesn't look like a starter to me right now, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm personally not willing to throw guys to the curb. And if you're going to tell me that Shador is going to be a Hall of Famer, maybe. I sure hope so. But you can't make that proclamation either, which is why you have to, if you're the franchise, the Browns, you have to look at what's coming out in this draft and make a smart decision here. Now, you can insert your own thought there. Can they make smart decisions? Blah, 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 blah. If you end up with a high draft choice, you're going to have to think about that. You just are. And right now, the loss to the Raiders, the win over the Raiders, dropped them to the sixth spot in the draft right now.
Which doesn't help if you're looking for...
Well, if you're looking for the pick of the litter at quarterback, you're not going to get that guy, are you?
Mm-mm. You're not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to take a look at these college quarterbacks here? Or do you want to do it a second?
Yeah, and I'm not going to go through it like I did before.
Right.
But I'm just going to throw this at you. There's a mock draft. I love looking at mock drafts because it just gives you thoughts. But Draft Network has one out. It's by Jamie Eisner. Mm-hmm. And it's based up to date, you know, with what happened with this week's games and the Browns dropping to sixth. He has Tennessee not taking a quarterback, going edge rusher from Miami. Thanks for the music. It's always helpful. Mm-hmm. Cleveland's own Arvell Reese going to the Giants at number two. Saints taking a quarterback, Fernando Mendoza at three.
Okay.
Jets taking.
I can see that too, by the way.
Yeah. Jets taking a quarterback, Dante Moore from Oregon. Raiders. Fifth, taking a quarterback, Ty Simpson from Alabama. So the top three quarterbacks are off the board, at least for where the Browns are right now. And he has the Browns taking Jordan Tyson, brother of the Cavaliers, Tyson, wide receiver from Arizona. So you, if Here's what the Browns
I keep hearing about the Utah offensive linemen, too.
But that's two of them, but one in particular. What the Browns can't do here, and it's Spencer Fano is the offensive lineman who's and he has him going to Arizona at 9. Here's what the Browns can't do next year. And they can't, they shouldn't, God willing, they won't. Wherever they're picking, if they don't think a guy is a surefire lockdown, this is our guy at quarterback, you don't take him. You don't take a guy in the first round thinking, well, he's the best available and we think he's okay. You don't have to do that. Play Shadur, play Dylan, play Deshaun, play Carson Wentz. Go sign a guy for a year.
What makes you think they're going to do that after what they did this year?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't disagree with the thought or the notion of what you're bringing up. I just don't. I can't see that happening. The other question is, Jeff,
I would think, Andy, if they don't draft a quarterback in the first round, their quarterback next year is going to be either Dylan Gabriel or Shadur Sanders. I would think that, except for the fact that Deshaun's still on the team and under contract for one more year. And you and I, anytime we throw it out, people give us grief, except for one thing. We've been doing this way too long, and we've watched way too much of this stuff, and we know how teams work. They're paying him. It would kill them to just cut him. All the financial implications are terrible. Their best path, the path of least resistance on Deshaun Watson, is to keep him on the team. And if he's on the team, is he going to be better than Dylan or Shadur? If he can throw, he probably is.
I am convinced at this point that I want to see, and I think it's a luxury to do this now. And especially for a team that hasn't been able to hang on to a quarterback for, what, more than 3 years at the best? Let's be honest. There aren't many quarterbacks in recent history that have made it more than 3 years on this team. I say you go forward with what you have and then look at Julian saying, and then also look at Manning. Arch Manning.
Maybe Lenora Sellers. Andy, so many of these kids can go back for 2027.
I mean, I hate to say it, you're pushing towards the dome. It'll all be better in the dome.
Let me give you one more mock draft.
Sure.
These are from your best buddies. Tankathon.
Oh, I love me some Tankathon.
Tankathon now does its own mock draft.
I saw this last
weekend. Is that phenomenal?
Yeah, I love Tankathon.
I mean, come on. Not only do you sit here and click the numbers, now we're third. Oh, now we're fifth for the NBA.
It's way more fun in the NBA than it is.
Absolutely more fun in the NBA. Those three quarterbacks who went off the board in the other draft, same guys are going off the board before the Browns pick at 6. Mendoza to the Saints. They have Simpson going to the Jets and not Moore, but then they have Moore going to the Raiders from Oregon. So again, both of these mock drafts have quarterbacks going 3, 4, 5. And it's because right now, the top two teams in the draft are Tennessee and New York Giants. They are the only two teams that took a quarterback in the first round last year. Jackson Dart and Cam Ward going number one overall to Tennessee. And then they have the Browns taking. Are you sitting down, Andy?
Wait, let me check. Yes, I am.
Caleb Downs, safety, Ohio State.
Ooh, Browns? Yes.
Browns.
Oh, I love Tankathon. Give me some more Tankathon.
Could you imagine the Browns using the top pick on a defensive player when we know their needs at wide receiver and offensive line?
They have to take an offensive lineman. They have to.
Or a wide receiver. I would think offensive lineman.
I don't know. Are we looking at the height requirement?
How about this?
Must be
Andy, if shorter than if they're
4'2".
If they're sitting at 6, let's just say they're 6 or 5, and they decide not to take a quarterback. They could trade down two or three spots in the first round, maybe pick up another number one.
Yes.
And you could end up with, a guy like Downs, a guy like Carnell Tate, a guy like Jordan Tyson. You could get the offensive lineman from Utah.
You're speaking my language, Jeff.
I know I am.
I have no problem moving forward with both these quarterbacks for next year. And also knowing that Deshaun's here. And knowing that you could do that split again.
And knowing in 2027, it could
get
really...
could end up with 2 first-round picks next year and 2 the following year. If they choose to trade back off the first pick. I can't believe we're already talking about the draft at this point. But
well, they're 3-8.
Yeah, we should be. You're right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.